Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 5th of November 2018, and this is the 905th Mole Out Loud podcast. So, gunpowder, treason, and plot today. And there was certainly some kind of treason and plot at the local cafe. It is the cafe owner's birthday today, and their fridge broke down, so they had to close it. And yes, just what a horrible way for them to start the week. It's a huge fridge that's been there since the beginning of the cafe, and I'm not quite sure how it was installed. They might have been redoing the roof or something, but the only way to get the old broken down fridge out is to remove one of the old windows. And I think the windows, there's something that is not at all straightforward about removing these particular windows. So, a bit of a sad start for them for this week. Mondays at the cafe, Monday mornings at the cafe, is probably the biggest quiz day. We have extra people who come. So we had a quick phone around and went to another cafe, which I used to go to a lot in the early afternoons to do some drawing. And it was when I was feeling quite not feeling quite myself. It was after I came back after my father had died, and I'd been away for 6 months or so, and so walking down to this cafe became a way of reconnecting with my environment. And also the drawing was also a way of trying to reconnect, because I just couldn't write at all. So it's got very fond memories, this place, and the only reason that I stopped going there was that too many people knew me, and I found I couldn't sit there on my own quietly and draw anymore. So it's an odd reason for not going somewhere. And today it was fine, because it was in the middle of a quiz. I wasn't trying to spend time on my own. Even then, I kind of found myself bumping into people who I hadn't known then. But one of them was the actor who played me in the play that was just finished, and that was a really nice meet-up, because it's been a bit of an adrenaline-fueled couple of weeks, and I mean, for her especially, and for me sort of vicariously, but actually also quite deeply. And yes, she was just talking about the experiences she'd had of people going up to her and talking to her, and it felt like exactly the right sort of encounter to tie things up and move on. So at the moment I'm walking back from that cafe, which isn't quite so just round the corner for me, and it's an urban walk, so I think because I've done this, I won't manage not lofty today. But yeah, I'd really love to tomorrow. I think I rather overslept this morning, but if I can get to bed early tonight, I will go for an early walk tomorrow. I've had a very cafe-ish kind of couple of days. Yesterday, on Sunday, after bell ringing, we always go to the bookshop cafe, and we had all these guest ringers. We have this annual ringing weekend, and so there were 9 visitors as well as us. So we had a big table in this cafe in the morning, and in the afternoon there was a write-in at the same place, another table about the same size, so we spent a couple of hours writing as part of NaNoWriMo, the National Novel Writing Month. Trying to think what time it is. Oh gosh, it's 9:20. Hadn't quite realised. So I've been away from home for 2 hours. It really is time for breakfast. It's also warming up a bit. I so overslept. I just flung myself into the clothes I was wearing yesterday, and it's certainly not. It's not so cool today. And I'm overdressed. I'm now in my garden and it's been quite noisy, and I couldn't work out what it was, why all these men were shouting. And I've realised that it's the races, it's the Melbourne Cup, and there are been a few radios on around the place. So it's who's reaching the end line and who's where. So it's a public holiday, I think. I actually thought it was on Tuesday, but maybe it's today. But it's really warm now, and it's so warm that I need to go back inside. I haven't done my qigong, which is falling by the wayside. And I've just realised that I need to make a quick phone call. I'm sorry about that little gasp. I had a train of thought that began with the idea of the races and thinking that they were tomorrow, and then thinking how odd how it isn't a public holiday here, and remembering it was a public holiday somewhere else, and that I was supposed to be making a phone call before 10:30. So it was very good to be sitting out here and hearing the races, or I think it would have completely passed me over. I've got a lovely day unfolding today. I think it's going to be again a day of gentle planning. Usually I'd have qigong in the afternoon, and so I'm thinking I really, really must find a time to do that. Yeah, the garden is really too hot to do it in if the sun's out now, this time of year. So I need to find somewhere else to do that as well. And I've got lunch with an old friend, which will be really, really nice. And a lovely, lovely bike ride away. It'll be a beautiful day for cycling, I think. as I say this, and I can feel the wind coming up and I can just see a very, very grey cloud. So maybe the cycling won't be quite so much fun, but the Qigong might now be easier. So things change all the time here. I do hope that you have a good day today, that you're able to engage with whatever's most important to you or have a lovely rest from it. And I hope that you can spend some time enjoying the world around you. I'm sitting really near my oak tree, and the light through the new leaves is beautiful. Soon it'll be ready to be sat under, but at the moment the leaves at the top haven't come out yet, so it just needs a week or two to really reach its full leafed state, and it will of course still be full leaf when I come home. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon.